Wi-Fi, Wi-Fi.
Ok.
Disappeared.
I don't know. Maybe it's some discussion was there. I don't know. So, but we got him a high addiction. So this monk was originally on your list because Indatisa was originally on your list, no? On your student list. There originally there is a monk called Indatisa, but he's
Samana.
Yes, but he's temporary ordination, so he's going to leave soon. But today he joined your class.
So now we have to continue with it.
Some of
whiteboard, no? Because these monks can't see. No? If I put the laptop, I can't see it. So I have to do whatever I did yesterday. You did not arrive yesterday. You can't follow. And who? You also know?
He got misinformed, I think.
He
got misinformed.
Yesterday he didn't come.
Yes, he got misinformed because he got misinformed. Misinformed because other monks thought that he got informed, but he was actually not informed. So.
All right, what to do now? We have to continue. We tell him we have to continue the class. What we have already explained yesterday, we explain.
He said he is going to give the notes to him.
Okay. He's now, today you can tell him, yesterday you can tell him we have started with explanation about the sima, the boundary. What the Vinaya Kama should take place, what the Patimokkha recitation should take place. Mm-hmm.
我昨天我们介绍那个有关那个戒场的知识，就是我们在戒场里面做那个各种各样的那个戒律干嘛。So,
okay. We explained here the chart. So how the sima has to, the plot of land has to be authorized, what are the markers, so how we authorize the markers, the limiters, called limiters. So then, and how we chant the limiters, and so forth, what is in east, west, south, and so forth, all these limiters have to be announced.
OK， 那个这张上我们昨天计划这个机器介绍应该如何安理，然后这个界限应该如何设置，然后那个在设置界限是如何念这些干嘛文，然后怎样设置各个方向的那个界限。
So then today we explain yesterday I explained how we authorize today we'll see the modern way how we have first to revoke to cancel the land we want to authorize because especially in Sri Lanka, Burma, Thailand in India there were already monasteries with the simas. So we are not allowed to build a sima upon the sima. It's called a new sima upon an old sima. Therefore, what we have to do it is to cancel the land. We want to authorize the sima, and so that the old sima will be revoked. And then only on that new land we can build a new sima.
我说那个就在那儿说，我昨天你那个昨天也可以介绍结界的方式，然后那个坚持一口明信是那个，在现代社会那个现在这个时代所用的结界的方式。他说因为以前就像印度、斯里兰卡、在泰国、缅甸这种在古那个在古代或者现在佛教曾经兴盛过的国家，他们那个很多地方可能有个古代界场，我们现代界场不能在古代界场上面重叠，所以说我们要先结界才能结界。
所以呢。In order to do so, in order to revoke the sima, so you are too far, no? Can you come to the distance?
Okay.
Yeah? He said he can see. Well, I can put in the whiteboard because of that.
No.
This is a plot of land we want to authorize the sima, the boundary. We put the limiters that we explained yesterday. So, and then, now in order to revoke first, to clean the land, we have to revoke any possibilities that there were any simas, any old simas there.
就张老师说他现在画了里面这个圈呢，就是说就是我们以那个就需要安利这个界场，然后这个里面的圈呢，它不是周围标着八个点呢，就是它这个安利这个界场所需要的八个方向的那个界项，然后现在张老师开始介绍就是怎样对这个界场先行解界。
一边干脆。
张老师，你还是那个签？
你给过的这，
他说你可以到那个方向，或者
你觉得
靠近那个。
老师要转身给你躲开你的视线，所以你上这边
比较好。Should he come to the front? It's better. You can come to the front. Should he come to the front? Yeah, we can ask him to come to the front.
Come to the front. You can tell
him. Here. Come to the front. No.
Ah, yeah, but he will strike the others too.
Oh, okay. Then he can move. Okay.
So then, now in order to revoke, we have to know first this. We can't, if it is large area, we can't revoke it at once.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And again, the number of monks play a role how long time it will take to revoke.
Mm-hmm.
So, large area, small number of monks, that means it will take long time to revoke.
He said this 结界这个干嘛的过程，那个时间的长度取决于两个因素，一个是说你这个要结界这个地方这个结界场的大小，如果这个结场越大，你可能因为你所要分的区块越多，那么你花的时间越多。那第二个因素就是说你参加干嘛的这个僧众人数，因为你参加干嘛僧众人数越多，你每次可以解的这个区块就越大。那么你所需要时间越短，所以说如果说你这个要解的这个戒场很大，然后你参加干嘛的僧众人数很少的话，你这个干嘛就需要很长的时间。
So then, in that case, we have to mark, to make some demarcations. The first, the land we want to evoke. Now, this here. Now, this is the Simandandarika. I told you, in the space. This age all will be revoked.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
This place that doesn't have to be revoked.
This has to be revoked.
First, this has to be revoked.
We have to start revoking this area.
First, okay. 他说那个戒场与外面的八个戒样之间那个缓冲区域，也是需要被解戒的。所以说而且这个是最先被解戒的。就是在真正解戒戒场之前，应该先把这划定这个戒烟区域进行解戒，在这个部分解戒之后，才可以对里边戒场进行解戒。
外面那个区域叫什么区域？
戒烟区域。
For now, if we take, so then usually the amount of monks should be about two monks standing together on the land. They want to revoke. It should be hatapasa. Yes, they explain these things. It should be within arm's length. So
stand together, not sit. Stand or sit?
Standing,
okay.
It should be standing. Now, for example, if we want to revoke this area, for example, okay? This area, there, let's see. You can start there, monks, for example, can stand like that. Or 10 months, 8 months, somehow, however, yeah. So they should stand in Hatapasa. So, and then, we take is how many 2 months can stand alone. As well. And this is the space, let me see how much, is about the bed, you know, the size of a bed. Now you see, the size of a bed, it is about this much. Okay? So, one monk stands here, one monk stands there. So then, and the length can be, regarding how many monks there are. 8 monks, 10 months, or so, they don't put the length to the bed. Okay, but it should be about this much. So the 2 monks can stay here, another monk can stay here. So, and here I put, my case was there, 2 monks, 2 monks, 2 monks. So they would be like the size of a bed. In width. But in length can be long. Okay, how many monks and so forth? They can cover this area. So, and all the monks should stay standing like that in Hatapas. So, that is area first. If there are 8 months, I'm giving you an example. Okay, if there are more monks, better. I give just example with 8 monks. So then they should stand like that and wait for a moment. Okay, next one.
I have a question. So if there are 9 monks, can we arrange like 3 monks one group? If there are 9 monks, can we arrange like 3 monks in one row?
9 monks?
Yes, if there are 9 monks, can we arrange? Because now you're monks, like, you're arranging the monks like 2 monks in a row. So if...
Yeah, but there are irregular, I don't want to explain irregular things. I will tell you just regular things.
Okay.
just two easily understand. Now, there are complicated cases.
Uh-huh.
Okay, I don't want to start with complicated cases.
Okay,
but I want to start with normal, just for them to have a picture.
Yes, but Bhante, just now you also said that this asima anantarika should be revoked first. But now the square that you are drawing is kind of overlapping with this sima. Is this allowed?
This is just the sima anantarika is just half meter. No?
Uh-huh. So
yes, now you see, we want to revoke everything.
Uh-huh.
So sima anantarika is just 60 centimeters.
Uh-huh.
I explained you.
Oh yes, yes.
60 centimeters, just one man can stay there.
So
the other one can stay inside. Therefore, we want to revoke everything.
So there can become some kind of overlapping.
Yes,
okay.
No, overlapping is not wrong because the monks, they can stay two layers.
Okay, okay.
So and then they have to move this side, and then to come this side.
Okay.
So they can, of course, they can move this side also. Like they can still move this side.
Uh-huh.
So this side they can go around.
Okay.
But then there should be some road.
Okay.
Road monks should stay in a. Double row.
Mm-hmm.
Double row, as called that, at least we put demarcations.
Uh-huh.
Now, you see, if you put two long, three months, three when, it's called confusing.
Uh-huh.
We try to put a certain order there.
Okay.
So, you just, it's called, uh-huh. So, this is, now, here it is only 60 centimeters.
Mm-hmm.
It's not much. The minimum, I'm taking the minimum.
Okay.
It can be over 70, 80 centimeters, but it's not much.
Okay.
So therefore, one man can stay here, and the other one can stay inside.
Okay.
So...
就张老刚刚说的，他这个比方说是姐姐的一个区域，那么比方说我们现在有八位三众的话， 他们一般是把这八位三众分为两列， 然后那个这样分为两列，然后每个三众都必须是站着的，然后这两个在不同列的这两平行的这两个三众之间， 他们距离应该是一个伸手所及，然后这两个人之间距离就决定了他这个列的这个他所写这个区域的这个宽度，然后他这个所写这个区域的长度就取决于这三种人数。如果说你比方说有十个三众的话，他这个地方列的长，他这个区块长度可以变更长，然后他这就是同一列人数，每两个人之间距离也应该是一个伸手所及。
While standing like that, mm-hmm. Now two monks, maybe this or this or this, and what, who are senior monks,
mm-hmm.
they should recite
mm-hmm.
a certain formula.
Mm-hmm.
So,
how
to evoke first the Chivara Vipavasa. Yesterday we spoke about the Chivara Vipavasa.
Mm-hmm.
So, how to evoke the Chivara Vipavasa. No,
we explained already, yes. No? Okay. 然后这八个人里面有两个比较年长长老，他会念这个干满文，然后念这个姐姐干满文的时候，先解这个不离三一戒场，然后再解这个沙门公主戒场。这我们昨天已经解释过了。
So now, the formula for the Chivara Vipavasa is, I can recite one in Pali.
Okay.
So then, but the meaning is, Venerable Sir, may the Sangha listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
If there is a right time for the Sangha, let the Sangha revoke what has been authorized as not being absent from one's own room.
Can I read in English?
You can read this.
So then, if I can read, I can...
But we won't do, yes, you can actually tell it in
English. The first paragraph, no? Okay. 然后他那个他是那个只有长老现在把这个姐姐干满巴黎的，他给大家翻译成英文，然后给大家翻译成中文。他是这样说，他说那个尊者，请僧团听我说，他说如果僧团已到事实，那么请僧团解已被定为不离三一戒法的这个戒，这是动议。
Everybody, if everybody agrees, then that means this section has been cleaned.
Mm-hmm.
This, I suppose, but it's been revoked. That means the you can it is you can tell him it's clean.
Mm-hmm. 他说那个那个
的 Chivara Vipavasa from the Chivara Vipavasa.
他在念完这个那个解不离三一戒场的那个伽马文之后，如果每个人同意的话，那这个就原先已经有的不离三一戒场就已经解掉了。
So now the next revoking, they should stay there,、
mm-hmm.
and the monks who recite, they should、revoke the samana samasa sima,、
mm-hmm.
okay,、mm-hmm. of the same communion.、
Mm-hmm. 然后就同一批僧众继续站在这个地方，然后继续解这个上门共住戒场。
Okay, now this is、again they will tell sunatum ebande sango,、
mm-hmm.
so they will tell whenever it's、this one, no?
OK，
上班了，上班了。
嗯，他说那个，那个这第二个就是解这个沙门公主这些戒场干嘛？是这样的，他说：“尊者，请僧团听我说，现在僧团要解这个沙门公主戒场，而这个沙门公主戒场是用来做同一个乌那个做同一个乌波萨他的。”他说：“如果说有人同意这那个解这个沙门公主戒场的话，他应该保持沉默。如果有人不同意的话，他应该说话。
Okay, so they have to tell three times if everybody agrees. So that means this again the same area.They standing on has been revoked by two ways now, Kichire Bhavasa and Samana Sambhasa.
而刚才说，刚才那个动议需要念一遍，然后刚才说第二次说那个宣告要念那个三遍，然后他说这个，就是那个，然后这个解不离三一戒场和解沙门公主戒场都是用这种，白四节目，也就是说一次动议三次宣告的方式来进行解戒。
So after they finish, they can move this side. Okay?、
Mm-hmm.
They can move now these marks. They have to go here. And then they can stand again in the same position they have been before. Okay?、
Mm-hmm. 然后他那个，然后张老师这地方演示一下，比方说他在第一个区已经解过戒之后，那全体僧众一到那个他这地方说的第二个区域。然后他在第二个区域当中的位置和他在第一个区域当中的位置是一样的。
除了这样平移，能不转圈时，刚才说了一个就可以转掉。
He said, can he move clockwise? Means the sections is only moving parallelly or?
No, it is, they can choose, it depends.
啊，他说这个就可以随便选择，
对。
Depends on the amount of monks.、
Mm-hmm.
For example, if they move that side,、
mm-hmm.
some half of the monks to stay here and half the monks here. That's why they can move it that way. After they can cover this, they will come this side.、
Mm-hmm.
And then it's much easier to finish.、
Mm-hmm.
But it depends on the number of monks.、
Mm-hmm.
Then the teacher has to decide that moment.、
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry, there will be some...Experience once they will adjust. So then, okay, they understood.
你都理解了。
就说另外四个人一定要在那个不是在这个界的里面，一定要跨过界。
什么意思？
就他不花了四个人在界的里面吗？
啊。这个问题我刚问过他，对，其实他是这样，是可以的，因为你那个机场进去，那个 he's asking the same question as I ask you whether this sima antarika and this sima can be overlapping at one time. He's asking the same question, so I just repeat your answer. Okay. 他说是这样的，因为你那个机场进去只有六十厘米左右，六十厘米，然后你那个一个伸手所及地已经不止六十厘，已经不止六十厘米了。
就是说，这个做法是正确的。
可以的，对。就是说是就基本上都是这样，就是说是他是从那个伸手，他是从那个戒场进去的地方开始，但是并不是说就不能那个冲击，因为你这地方反正都是要解的，所以说可以这样理解，对。
But you can explain that although we have to cancel all this area, okay, together with the Simandarika, if we authorize it, we authorize only this, not this.
那个张老师要不要补充说明一下？就是先说结界的时候，就是说界产性区域是需要解的，但是结界的时候不需要解的地方，只把里边那个地方、那界场的地方解好就好。
For now, this Simanantarika will be neutral. We cancel it, okay, but we don't authorize it.
而界产性区域只是一个缓冲区域或者中性区域，我们只是对它进行解决，不对它进行解决。
So then, okay, now again, now this procedure, mantra to go here, stand, and again two acharyas, they have to chant the same thing.Two Kama Vajas, one for Tichira Vibhavasa and another for Samana Samasa.
然后他们在这个第二区念，就是念和第一个区同样的伽马文，然后那个都是那个白色伽马，然后那个都是要接两次接，第一次是接那个不离三依，第二次接上门公主。
So then, after they finish again, they can shift, they can move. Other side. This way.So they can stand again. As called again, two Kama Vacha has been recited, the Chiri Pavasa and also Samana Samasa.
那这第三个区也是重复像一个像刚才第二区一样的过程。
So and then they can move and so forth till they cover all the area. Not a single inch of this area is not covered. So that everything has to be cancelled or cleaned, removed.
然后用这样的方式，他们就需要覆盖整个这个界场以及界场间区域的整个这个区域，就是哪怕有一个平方英寸的这个区域都不能遗漏，要保证所有地方都被结界。
So now yesterday we already told that to facilitate for the monks to stand in a row, okay, so that they won't go outside the row, must know which place where revoked or not revoked. Usually a rope, we put a rope on the ground.
Okay.
We put a stick on the ground. We put some marker, chalk is on the ground.
So in this case,
these actually should be ropes, like that. These also again.
Here is another
thing.Yes, you also. Okay. We must know up to what point the monks come.
Okay.
Therefore, this is also, this rope should be somehow standard, the golden head.
Okay.
So we keep it so that once this rope is established, so we keep this rope like that. So the monks will know, okay, this is the amount of monks, they can't be longer. But this can shift, for example, this one, after the monk has to go, jump over, go to the next one.
So then I have a question. So, how about the distance here? Should it be less than
1 hatabasa
or something? How about distance here?
Yeah, this is like, you see, as called. These are the ropes and
so forth,
which indicate that the monk is not far from here.
Ah.
Should be hatabasa, all these ropes.
So, I mean, this distance, the maximum should be hatabasa.
Hatabasa means usually we stand even
on the other line.
Shorter on hatabasa.
Okay.
So, the normal is the teacher will take, oh, come closer. So they try to make it as close as possible with monks. In the same way with Siman, I told you, if we stand for Patimokkha recitation, sometimes they will look closer, and so you can't move your knees sometimes. So, but anyway, this is now Hatabasa. Now, this is within Hatabasa, the monk, and the monk in the other, as called, the lion is within Hatabasa, the monk, and also the other monk is within Hatabasa, each other.
And this not us,
this too? This also, like that, all Hatabasa together.
Okay.
They are connected. The line and the monks are connected with the Hatabasa.
然后那个张老师刚才说，就是说因为毕竟这三个人应干嘛，然后站位出现问题，比方说这个人他站位可能会这站到外面去，那么我们需要在这个你那个去画块的时候先行标记，就比方说这个地方这条线，在第一个区域这边这条线，这条线你要用那个加上给他标好界限，免得他在那个念干嘛的时候出界。然后张老师刚才说，比方说这个人最边上这个人和这两个界限之间距离也应该在一个伸手所及之内，不能超过一个伸手所及。
So did you tell you about how we mix this with the red chalk and rope?
I told him ropes. 你们他说这个画界限不一定非要加上用粉笔啊竹棍什么都可以。
啊，粉笔，那就意思说站在最外侧那个人，就是说他在那个界限区的，就是说60公分一臂内。他需要伸开手臂以示， 我覆盖了就是地下这个区域，基建区吗？
它不需要生态审批，它不需要生态审批，是因为这个它那个，因为一般的，他说张老刚说的实际操作的时候呢，就是说一般那个负责干嘛人都会告诉你，都会告诉你，那站得尽可能近一点。一般来说，他不会让你站在一个伸手所及那么远，都会让你就站得很近。
只要是站在六十公分以内，
不是六十公分，它是一个伸手所及，一个伸手所及比六十公分要大很多。
对，对，就是说，站在一臂以内的，它就不需要伸。
对，如果你能确定，如果你能确定的话，就不需要伸；但如果不能确定的话，要测。
OK. Now after everything is revoked, this ground is clean now. Clean. If there was any old sewer, this has been abolished. Abolished means revoked, cancelled.
然后这个仪式结束之后呢，就是说需要解决所有部分都已经解过了。
Okay. Now I clean, no? Now cleanable.
张老师他要把那个他画的那三种药那个去掉。
Now, regarding the meters, we are starting now to authorize it. Because everything is clean, we start authorizing. To do so, yesterday we explained about the meters, how important the meters are.
然后他说那个结界过后直接要进行那个结界，他说但是结界之前你需要标定好这个界限，界限是非常重要的。
So, now regarding the meters, the markers, we have yesterday told that they usually, nowadays they use stone. Stones, and they dig the ground, put the stone there, and this stone should be placed not randomly, but according to the compass directions. Okay? To the east, to the south, to the west, and so forth, the cardinal points and the intermediate points also.
我们昨天也介绍，就是说现在来讲，那个用那个安做界像那个材料，一般是用那个石头，然后我们需要现在地方挖土，然后把那个石头安上去，然后但是那个石头位置也不是随便确定，一般来说是根据那个罗盘的八个方向，就是说东南西北，东北还有四个中间的方向，东北东南西北西南，就按照他们先画的这个方向来那个安立界像。
So then now, to authorize now the sima, we have to first.Authorize the markers, the emitters. So, as we explained yesterday, at least four marks. That means all the marks were together. That's called, either 8 marks legacy, or 10 marks, 20 marks, or so forth. They have to come together here, in front of the, this emitter. Okay? The emitter of the,of the plot, not of the meter of the Sima Nandarika. Sima Nandarika, we don't authorize this meter. We authorize only this one. This will be neutral. Okay?
So the outside meter does not have to be authorized throughout the whole process?
No, nothing.
Oh, okay.
This area is not authorized. It will be neutral.
Okay.
Will be clean, as called, so that there will be no overlapping of other Simas.
Okay.
Another sima and so forth, we will not overlap. We make sure that there is no overlapping.
Okay.
That's why the sima nandarika is for that.
Okay.
Prevent other simas to overlap.
Okay.
So, in order to prevent that, you also clean this. revolve, but you don't authorize another.
Okay.
It will be neutral zone.
Okay.
Buffer zone.
Okay. 然后所以说在集结之前我们就像我们昨天说的要先安利迹象，然后安利迹象的时候也是像我们昨天说的，就是说在那个机场之内有四名僧众，然后在那个机场之外的华中区的地方有一个居士，然后一个吉祥一个吉祥的这样进行安利。然后他说这个安利迹象只是针对里边的吉祥，外面的吉祥是不需要安利的，外面的吉祥是不需要安利的，只是摆在那里而已。
So now we start, usually we start from the east.Okay.
我们通常从东面东方开始。
Let's see how many monks, eight monks, they stand together here. And then one layman has to stand here, outside. And the monks have to ask, and the layman has to answer. And they will tell what to ask and what to answer.
然后这个在机场里边那个僧众，可以在缓冲进去那一个居士开始进行问答，那个问答具体内容我们昨天已经说过了。
So, two monks usually, they ask, Foratimaya Disaya Kilimeter, what is the emitter, the marker, in the east direction, okay? So, and then the layman has to answer, Pasanubandhi. If it is a stone, he has to tell a stone. If it is a tree, he can tell a tree. Whatever it is, the emitter. Okay,
然后问答内容，赵老刚又重复一遍。比方说那八个僧众，那个或者四个僧众，他一开始先问，就是说，东方的镜像是什么？然后那个居士他就回答，如果是石头的话，他就回答石头，那尊者，或者是树尊者。然后这个僧众再继续说，这颗石头或者这棵树是东方的镜像。
When the layman replies that this is a stone or something like that, then two monks, they should have to tell, okay, this stone, this will become an emitter, this becomes an emitter. I am Pasano emitter, Nipad. The stone, it is the emitter, the marker. They announce it.
Okay. This I already told.
Are you already?
Yeah, just now because you were repeating, yesterday you already told this.
Ah, okay. So then, once they have already announced it, then the monks now, they shift in this area. Okay? They come here, and then the layman has to come here. Okay? Again, they're asking, the monk asks the layman, in the south-east direction, what is an emitter? What is an emitter in the south-east direction? And the layman has to reply, Pasanubandhi. If it is a stone, okay, if it is a tree, he has to tell. And then the monk has to tell, this stone or this tree is an emitter, is a marker.
然后他们然后这个那个里面僧众和外面这个这在两人，他们就沿着这个顺时针方向继续走到下一个迹象，就是东南方向的迹象，然后重复一个刚才所说的这个问答的过程。
班队，我看到过一次奇迹。他的方式是移下来的人是换一批，有没有这种？就是说雷克斯呢，就是俗家众是另外一个。
俗家众换还是就是僧众换？
僧众也是另外一个比库大众过来问一下，两个人都换的。
So he said he has observed one. Ceremony like this, but they say when they established this second marker.Some has changed, and the layman also changed. Is this allowed? He asked.
What? Change?
Change means the Sangha who is establishing this marker and the Sangha who is establishing that marker is different. They have changed, and the layman also different. Is this allowed? He's asking. Because he has seen such cases, according to him.
Now, usually all the monks have to move.
八个在家众已经全部站好八个点，比库是坐全部比库坐在中间。一个几个一个就像他说的，一个到四个比库出来问东边的一个在家众问好迹象。他们回到中间的区坐好，换一个长老或换一批长老再问第二个在家众。他是这样做的。
Okay, so he's standing like that.
No, okay.
So for example.Altogether there are 60 months.
So every time they send 2 monks here, but and then in each place they send
already paper.
Yeah, they may can change, but the monks are okay.
What they are going to do? What are they going to do? Is he first place they send 2 monks here, and again another 2 monks, and say here, comes here, then another 2 monks here, like that. But after the first one is established, these 2 months, of course they come back. But then the second group of months they come here. Is this allowed? He's asking.
Usually the monks should be together in Hatapas.
Together.
Okay, together Hatapas.
Hatapas.
If they decide the nimitta.
Uh-huh.
So and ask all the monks to come together.
Uh-huh.
So if monks are scattered, some monks are here, it is not proper for Vinayaka. Most of the Vinayakamas are based on Hatapasa concept.
Okay.
So, and we try to maintain this concept of being all the monks being together, not being separate places.
张老师大部分那个就是一般来说在场僧众都要在那个一个神的手机之内，所以说你现在你刚才这个情况，比方说他们出来之后，但他。
他跟里面那个僧众的话是不是还在一个神手机之内？所以说他要求的那个，他说以他以他观点来讲，就是说所有参加干嘛僧众必须都保持在，就是整个过程中必须保持在一个神手机之内，是这样，这个干嘛才是没有问题的。
就是说按照长老的意思说，按照这样做的话，这个结界干嘛是无效的。除非说你这个地方距离足够小。
没有，肯定不行。那就是说长老意思是说，那按他刚才说法。 问界相的那个四位比库，除了那四位比库以外，其他人有应该没有比库了。界上里面只有四位比库。
对，其他人都靠，如果有下比库，你也应该靠的那个。
靠近那四个人。
对，圣手机之内。对，
那就大家一起就都过去。
对，都过去。
只有四个人说话。
对，
只有四个人说话。
哦，只有两人说话。
OK。
对，上次不是三零吗？
So we can tell them, now the layman can change, no problem.
Oh, okay.
And again, the reciters, if their monks are within Hatapasa, the reciters also can change. So, but usually all the monks should be in Hatapasa, move together. So these monks, they have to move together. And so because now you see, usually 2 monks, if they chant again and again, they feel tired. They will tell, okay, you can tell the other monks, you chant also.
张老师，这个强调一点，就是说那个，外面的居士是可以变的，然后里边那个僧众，你们那个，十来年干嘛？这个也是可以变的。比方说你一个人，你来这两个人年内的，你可以换另外两个年。但是但是不管怎么样，你只能干嘛过程中，你要保证所有僧众他们这两两之间距离在一定个一臂之内。所以说实际上是要求你在这个过程中大家一起移动。
对，
我明白一起移动的概念，但是现在问题是僧众是住在里面换还是住在外面换？里面是不能有人的。
你说里面是什么意思？说什么叫不能坐其他的比库？只能坐在外面。所有参加，你在现场就表示你参加这个干嘛？你参加干嘛？你就要保证你的那个距离跟他们在一个神手机。
那外面换的比库也要跟站的比库一。
所有人，他是所有人都在这个地方了。
有人说话，没人说。
十个比库全部站在那里。
对。
要保证你的，要保证你和你们两俩之间，就是像我们送送戒一样，保证两俩之间在一个。
问的人可以就十个人里面换两个。
对对对对对对对，是这样的。
对，就像我和你挨着，我一开始我明白，就是中间坐的肯定是不如法的乱。以他来说，应该是。
He's asking about the source of this Hatapasa concept.
Source?
Yes.
So you can find in Mahavagapali, it's called for Vinaya Pitaka, about Hatapasa. Avijahitva, without even Hatapasa. So most of the Vinayakamas, they use the concept, monks being together. So if you type in the, if they have Android Tripitaka, they can type Hatapasa, you can find. This is not commendable concept, it's the Buddha's words.
他说这个东西就不甚至都 不需要查出书来，在那个绿绿在大屏里边可以查到。他说你们如果有安卓软八里三藏的话，你们直接那个就在里边搜一那个是伸手所及的词，说不定就可以搜到。
So then, in Dukkyo is a different context. You are Muslim, mostly in the Vinayakamas. Now, in Hatapasa, who are receiving food, that, there you can find the word. In Hatapasa, in Vinayakamas also, you can find this word.
他说那个，当然这个伸手所及这个概念是用的不同场合的，比方说受舌的时候也会用到伸手所及的概念，但是这个地方说的是这个伽马，所以说你们到时候自己区别一下。
So, and as I told yesterday and so forth, now sometimes the question comes, what is the, it's called the distance of Hatapasa if we're receiving food, and what is the distance of Hatapasa in the Vinayagara? So, or how many types of hatapasa we have, or something like that, some question like that. So, you must know how to reply in that case.
这张老师在重复一遍，就是昨天跟大家强调过了。比方说，那个考试问你里边那个伸手所及有几种，或者说他问你那个受持的时候，那伸手所及有多长，或者那个在做干嘛的时候，一个伸手所及有多长，你们就像那个张老师昨天说的那样回答，那得分。
Now, after these monks move all around beside, again, every nimitta they meet, they have to announce it. And I have to announce the direction also. They should not, if this is south direction, they told no, they told the north. Okay, if this is north direction, they told the south. Therefore, the monk should be familiar with the directions. So, must know what this direction is, what the next direction is.
If they tell the directions around, then this Vinayakama is not valid.
Yes, if it is found out, then it's not valid. It's in the sense that, it's not completely invalid, but they try to make it as possible. Otherwise, monks would complain, no. They will doubt and did we do it correctly or not correctly. Therefore, no, precision. Precision is very important in every Vinayaka. Even pronunciation, the letters you pronounce should be correctly. So there will be no any monk who tries to find some faults.
转圈儿过程就是四种转圈，他每每到一个点，他要那个你念干嘛，然后他念着干嘛，这是对应一个不同的新的方向，对吧？所以说你这个四种必须要熟悉方向，你不能你不那个念干嘛不是，把这方向念错了。比方说应该是你南边几行念成北边几行，那是不可以的。
Okay, so now they come here, they go there, after that, after that, okay, then move here again, pronouncing the lema, and then.Again, they come here and combine this, what's called, what they've already decided, they have to tell again, what is the nimitta on the eastern direction? And the layman has to reply, pasano bade, and then they tell this pasano, this stone is a nimitta. They close it, means the whole cycle gets closed again on the eastern direction.
然后那个张老师他就转完一圈以后回到原先那个线，要需要把那个干嘛先再念一遍。然后那个和第七点上所念的那个一样。
So then, after you finish that, okay, going around. They do the monks now, all the monks, they can come together in one place, any place within this area. Okay? They clean it, no? This is a clean area. And then this is now, they can sit whatever is clean. Sometimes if there are bricks here in the middle of the plot of the land, plot land, as well as the land, they can sit on this corner. Or they can sit in this corner, any place they can sit together in Hatapasa again.
然后他那个， 全体僧众应该集合起来，就是参加的干嘛，全体僧众应该集合起来，在戒堂内的，在这个戒场内的某一个位置，念那个结界的干嘛文。然后他说这个至于说具体集合在哪个位置，这个是可以在戒场之内随便选，他说可以选择自己喜欢比较干净的位置，不一定非是中间，也可以是边边角角的地方都可以。
So let's see the city in the middle. Okay.
我们现在假设他们都坐中间。
So it should be Hatapasa. And two months usually. Okay. I have to recite Vinaya formula in order to authorize this whole plot of land, which is within this marker.
然后这个僧众中有两个人，他们就开始念这个干嘛文，那个来进行那个结界。然后这个戒场范围是在这个内界相的这个范围之内。
The formula it is again. Authorize the Simai Samana Sanvasa of the same communion and Eko Posada for Aro Posada. So, therefore, they have to recite this one. The Venerable Sir, may the Sangha listen to me. You can translate this if you like.
然后他们念这个结界干嘛玩？结界的时候，首先应该结那个沙门共住戒场。然后他那个结界干嘛玩？意思是这样的：那个尊者，请僧团听我说，关于这些已被宣布的这些戒相，如果是僧团已到事实，那么请僧团结同意僧团做同意无波萨他的。沙门共住戒场，这是动议。
So then, that is how they can authorize a common communion, ekoposada. Ekoposada means one for one posada. That means they can't divide the sima into two, and one group of monks inside the patimokkha here, and another monks inside here. They should, if they want to recite the patimokkha, they should everybody come together and recite it.
就是这个地方说同一个无波萨他意思，像我们昨天解释的一样，就是说，不能说那个这个同时在街上有两拨人，各自做各自的无波萨他。如果他们要同时做无波萨他，必须在一起做无波萨他。
So then after that, the sima is established. This is the what's called. But as a boon, as an extra privilege, they can authorize it also the chivalry powers. For monks, we explained yesterday, who have problem bringing the three ropes together with him, maybe the sankati use a double rope, a problem to bring the double rope with him. If they stay overnight here, then the rope does not become nisakipati, does not become absent from him. So that is special privilege. If they like the monks want to do so, they can authorize the sila to chivalry paripravasa.
然后他说，实际上在那个接完这个那个是沙门公主戒场之后，这个结界就可以说已经算完成了。但是如果还可以再加上一个特权，就是不离三一戒场，就是我们昨天说一样，专门为那些远道而来参加干嘛僧人，如果他们没有把三一带在身上的话，那他们可以在这个那个不离三一戒场里边过夜。这样的话，他们就不会那个不会那个犯那个尼萨戒巴基迪亚。
So then, after they finish it, then the sima is ready to use for any vinayagama. So now, and the authorization of the sima might take about half an hour to authorize. But what takes longer it is to cancel it. Or that's called to revoke. Therefore they have to move, and recite all, it's called small pieces of land, you have to recite and revoke it. Therefore it takes long time to revoke the sima. But once it's revoked, takes about 30 minutes, or maybe 35 minutes, just to announce the remittance, and then sit together and so forth, and announce these formulas. And they can finish it.
他说这样做完之后，你这样所整个戒场就已经结成了，结好之后那个所有的干嘛都可以在里面进行。他说那个结界整个过程可能只需要半个小时，但是前面结界的过程因为需要一个区块一个区块结，所以可能要花很长时间。
So now we will go to the Kanga Vidarbha.
现在大家请大家翻开的疑惑读书。So the Kanga Vedarani explains first how a thema can be invalid. So I explained how a thema can be valid. So now first the Kanga Vedarani explains how the thema is invalid. So and it gives about a list of certain themas which are not valid. Okay, this is called vipatti sima. Vipatti sima is called failed simas. 然后这是那个像张老师说他这个那个疑惑读课里边介绍是从那个戒场的失坏开始的，然后再然后那介绍戒场失坏时候，他的那个介绍的那个成就，然后在这个戒场失坏里边，他会告诉你哪些类型的戒场是。
So, how many? And gives a list of 11 simas. Now, it says that if the sima is too small, then this is not valid sima.
首先是那个过小戒是戒场的一种失坏。
If it is too large, it's not valid.
过大戒也是一种失坏。
It is if it is with interrupted or broken limiters, boundaries, it is also not these markers. Markers is also not valid.
戒相破损是第三种失坏。
If the marker is just a shadow of a tree, and so forth, it's not valid.
以那个影子为界限，那个比方说以树的影子为界限，那也是失坏的。
So and so forth, there are 11 kinds of thema. Now we go one by one and try to understand what means too small thema.
然后后面还有很多，然后我们现在那个一个相应解释，那个比方说我们先理解一下什么是太小，对戒场说什么是太小。
Now too small means.The land, authorized land, this one, it is too small for 21 monks to sit inside.
他说他太小，表示这个戒场呢，不能容纳21个比丘坐的。
So, and too large, it is when exceeds more than 3 yojanas. Yojana means, yes, well.
他说太大代表是超过三个游群。
So then, it's a broken emitters, kanta emitter. Broken emitter means which is the emitters do not meet. Agatita emitter. Puratima. And this can be done by, as I told you, we have to, we recite we start from this direction.We go like that, recite the other direction, or we stop here. Maybe we don't recite this one. Or maybe we recite there, but we don't recite this one. This is called broken limiter. Means it's not combined. We do not combine the eastern direction again, going around with the eastern direction. Therefore, the limiters are, if they are not combined by announcement, then that sima is also invalid.
What if it is combined, but one direction is missing? For example, it is combined, but southwest is missing in that case.
Yes.
But it's also
they don't recite enough. They have to recite all the directions.
Okay.
So.
然后，这个地方所说的那个接接枪破损。哦，
oh, if they recite it wrongly, also it is wrong.
Okay.
Instead of telling it is the north, but they tell south.
Okay. 然后那个张长官说，这个地方接线破损，就比方说你最后那个七点钟点没有重合。
Then is another is called Chayanimita, which is Maga, just a shadow, the shadow of a tree, for example. Mm-hmm. That can't take the shadow of a tree as a Maga, because the shadow moves.
Mm-hmm.
So that is also not valid. It's called to take such a Maga for the Sima.
Mm-hmm. 任何一种影子，当然接像，这也是坏迹象，因为影子它是一定会移动的，我们不能取这样的东西作为那个界限。
It's about papata, it's a shadow of a mountain.
Mm-hmm.
So then, and then it's animita. Animita is which where the monks do not announce the animitas at all; they skip them.
然后无界象是指那个是。 完全没有宣称的那个界限，这种称为无界限。
So all the monks stand outside the sima and they recite the limitas from outside. They are not inside. So that is all invalid.
或者他们在念那个结界干嘛的时候，他们是站在那个界场之外，那个念那个干嘛的？那这样，这称为那个站在界外供觉，这也是实坏的。
So all the sima is authorized within a whole river. We take the whole river as a sima. So that is also not valid.
或者是把整条河当成结界场，这也是实坏。
Or who take the whole ocean as a sima is also not valid.
或者把整个海洋当成那机场，这也是错的。
Or who take a lake, the whole lake as a sima.
或者把整个湖泊当成那个机场，这也是错的。
Because the Buddha tells, not the whole river should be taken. The whole river is not sima, the Buddha. So this is. Accordingly, all these are invalid simas. And then simaya siman sambidatina samata. Atuna simaya pareta simaya. So, that is how to overlap. To overlap simas with simas. Now, for example, other monks, they already established a sima. They have a stone here. So, and we are lazy. We're lazy, we don't like to find another new stone, and we take this stone here and announce our nimi, our sima. Okay, this stone it is, let me see, it's connected with another sima. Okay, let me see, with this sima. So then, we don't take a different stone. We take the same sima, the stone, or marker, the same the marker of the sima. So we combine, that's called, that sima with this sima. So it is invalid. You can't do that.
但是比方说我们在那个取经场是一个基地，已经存在界场。然后我们取经场的时候，我们取那个东北角那个石头，我们把自己这个新界场那个西南角的石头，当成它原有的界场东北角，当然自己就新的界场西南角石头。那然后在这个基础上建立一个像它的画这样一个新界场。那这样也被视作重叠，这种是无效的。
如果接上往外面一架管用区之内，这不算重叠吧？
缓冲区域之内。
对
啊，我们
只能缓冲区域冲。
So he's asking that if the buffer zone is overlapping, this is no problem. If the a new sigma is overlapping with the buffer zone, does that
buffer?
Buffer zone, the sigma anathoric?
就是介时不重合的。
Of course, it's not mentioned here, but usually it is. Yes, it doesn't matter. Buffer zone is doesn't matter.
啊，缓冲区无所谓。
It is this. The limiters which authorize, no? Mm-hmm. Who authorize, who announce, mm-hmm. should not be the same of another sigma.
主要是我们宣令系统的系统，主要是我们引用系统宣布的这些界限，不能同时是其他
okay, okay. 就可以靠得很近，两个界场。
对，可以靠得很近，对。
The commentator gives also some other examples. Explanation about these two trees, which is one mango and other jambu. It is a jambu tree.
Mm-hmm.
It's called rose apple tree. Can you read this? It's called it is translation.
Yes, yes, it is translation.
Okay, you can read this. Explain.
I think they can find the page. 那大家关于这个借由借充电那个《伊赫杜托》里边解释，大家可以翻到那个《伊赫杜托》第八页。我第一自然段，那里边有解释，这两个数是怎么回事？
Did you find
it? Yeah, I already found. I already made.
He is not the kanga with
it. 你没有一个都通的声音那些？
有有。
He has.
Yes.
He has.
把刚才说那个问题记一下。
He's taking notes, he said.
Understandable. They can. It is easy translation. They can.
Yes, it is. But it's better if you draw a picture. Very, very easy to understand. This is very easy. I can draw it.
Okay,
yeah.
Trees, no?
Yes,
two trees in eastern direction. They are on. Let's see.
Yeah, eastern direction.
On what's called?
The first one is mango tree. Yeah. This is mango tree.Jambu is in the west.
Yeah, this is Ambu tree.
Yeah. This is Ambu.
This is Ambu. It tells for both trees are in the eastern.
Yes, in the east.
This direction.
Yes.
So, let me see.
So, I think Pantei...
But the branches, they are bound together.
In this case, you better draw this mango tree here because. Okay.
So the branches are entangled.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so the branches are entangled.
Mm-hmm.
One is inside the sigma, the other is outside.
Mm-hmm.
So.So So this is a, this means a mango tree.
Yes.
Okay. And this is a jambu tree. So now for the mango tree in the west, that's called it is a jambu, and for the jambu tree for the east is a mango tree.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yes.
So okay, now the jambu tree, it is inside the Vihara Sima, it is the boundary.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Within the mango tree is
announced. But they recited the Ampa is limited. So this is how they combine it.
Mm-hmm.
I call it. This is you recite something which is outside the Sima.
Mm-hmm.
And these branches are combined together.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, this, to take the Ampa tree's limited is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
This is good.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. No, but I think it is not like that. Well, what they mean is now, so they are standing inside mango tree. And they are known this mango tree as the limited.
Yes, yes.
But then there are another group of monks who is establishing a monastery here. And then they are standing inside the mango tree. And they announced that the jambu tree is unlimited. So you can see this section is overlapped. So they consider this as overlapped. Is it like that?
So then the other monks say they announce or not, because they already make, as called the Sima, it is the Sima, they took already the mango tree is unlimited. But I usually now, you see, I do not put this kind of things. I put this form, you know.
Uh-huh.
They put on stone here.
Mm-hmm.
This is an example.
Uh-huh.
Without just the same stone.
Uh-huh.
Like you see, the same stone,
mm-hmm.
which is in the other Vihara,
yeah.
We take it as our stone.
Uh-huh.
The same one you see now in the this mango tree, which is in another Vihara,
mm-hmm.
we take them as limited.
Mm-hmm.
We put him now as part of our boundary.
Mm-hmm.
That is where actually the combination is. And this example also shows that although the branches are entangled.
Mm-hmm. Yes, but this is the example. You know, this is what the example means, because this is talking about overlapping. You know?
Yeah, it is overlapping. But this, what I told you in the beginning is just what he says on the stand.
This
what tree is too complicated.
It's necessary to explain it, this tree example.
Okay, you can explain, but see, it is a part of another Vihara. This tree is part of another Vihara.
Yes, yes, yes.
And we take it as our limited, which is wrong.
Okay. 它实际上是一种葡萄树，然后那个这这这这芒果树的东面葡萄树的西面，然后这是那个第一个寺院出家人，他站在葡萄树里边，然后宣称这个芒果树为界相，也就是说，那也就是说这个寺院区域实际上是在这个芒果树以内了，然后呢，在东面有另外一群出家人，他们站在芒果树之内宣称葡萄树为界相，然后这个芒果树葡萄树他们树枝是结在一起的。 那这样的话，这个区就是芒果树葡萄树之间区域形成重叠，那这种就是他所举的这个地方的例子。然后刚刚大江老师说呢，就哪怕他们哪怕这个第二个寺院这个树上人，他们站在这个芒果树之内宣称芒果树为界限，这跟他刚才他说这个情况是一样的。
哦，
对。
我问句。 就是我自己想，因为树会长嘛。如果本来两个寺院两棵树分了很开的，都是成为是无法的那个界场。但长长长长了若干年以后，两棵碰到了，那这两个界场都失效了，还是连呢？
So he is asking that, you know, another group of monks take this Mengoshi as a nimitta, and they're seeing my sleep. So at the beginning, there's no overlapping. At the beginning, there's no overlapping, but as the trees grow, finally these two trees become entangled. So in this case, it is considered as overlapping.
Yeah, it is not overlapping, but it can disturb the vinyaga. It disturbs the sima. It is not a problem with the sima.
Uh-huh.
It is as called. Therefore, now okay, we have told that the sima, yes, is somehow overlapping.
Mm-hmm. Overlapping.
Yes, it can not overlapping, combined.
Combined.
Sambandha. Uh-huh. Become sambandha. It's called the combined together.
Uh-huh.
So in that case now, because that interferes with vinegar. What we usually do it is we have to remove the branches.
So it interferes means if some monks is here already, if the trees are...
The sima doesn't become invalid. The sima doesn't become invalid.
Yes, but
it can interfere with the vinayaka.
Because it's combined with other sima.
It's combined with other sima.
Ah, okay.
As called,
if somebody is here, then he interferes with the vinayaka.
It interferes with vinayaka. Ah. The sima doesn't become invalid.
Okay.
It's all established.
Mm-hmm.
But because of this temporary connection, okay, as called the Vinaya Kama, which we make here, then that Vinaya Kama becomes invalid.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, what we have to do it is, we have to remove the branches.
Mm-hmm.
And separate these two trees.
Mm-hmm. 他说你这种情况出现之后，你机场本身并没有实化，因为实际上并没有，它并不认为机场出现重叠，但是问题是这样，你这两个机场现在连接起来了，就是没有重叠，但是连接起来了。连接起来的话，那你比方说这个机场这边有人的话，那你这个它又不在你基地之内。 那你这个机场现在你把这个树枝砍断之前，你这个机场进行干嘛就是无效的，干嘛无效？但是你把别人这个树枝砍断了，你就一切恢复正常。你把这个这两个树枝之间连接一砍断，你一切恢复正常。就是你的机场被你的机场并没有失效，但是你想砍断了，不用重新再补干嘛？不需要，
就直接是，
对，只要砍断就可以了。
One of the sima is different now. Okay. And then, this is the overlapping of two simas.
Uh-huh.
Now the original sima is this one,
uh-huh.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then some ants, they take this nimitta,
mm-hmm.
this nimitta,
mm-hmm.
okay? And then put a new nimitta also inside mm-hmm. our sima,
mm-hmm.
and they make the old sima outside.
Mm-hmm.
So this is how they overlap.
But this is also overlap, no? The exactly
this is only combined, one nimitta is combined. But here it is, you can, I call it, this is now, the combination is one emitter, which starts like that, no?
Okay.
So, this only one corner.
Uh-huh.
But now we have, this is the whole, I call they take more emitters, uh-huh. this emitter, this emitter, this emitter, three emitters,
uh-huh.
they take, and then they have other emitters outside the room.
Mm.
Therefore, this overlap. The others are not overlapping.
Mm. It's combined.
It is actually, the others are like, let's see, this one. And then you have this one.
So in that case,
this one nimitta is which combines both.
Uh-huh.
Okay, they are not overlapping; they are combined. But this is overlapping.
Okay. So only in this case it becomes invalid. In that case, it's not invalid.
Both invalid.
Both are invalid.
In both, the way you explained this.
Okay, okay.
That was mango tree. Uh-huh. Actually, this is the case.
Uh-huh, okay.
As called, there are some combination.
Okay, okay.
It is, but it is only one emitter who combines together.
Mm-hmm.
As called, therefore, there is combination. We call sambandha. As called, combined together.
Uh-huh.
As called, joined together.
Mm-hmm.
But this is overlapping because they go and take, they put the emitter inside the osima.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this sima. And then they take this emitter and this emitter. About three emitters they take. And then the rest are outside.
But even in this case, they are also combined, no?
Combined is different, but overlapping is different. Overlapping is like...
Yes, I know.
Here. Now my fingers, okay, they are combined. Combined. But overlapping is?
Yes, I understand. But just now, Bhante, you said that when it's combined, it's not, it also becomes invalid.
This is all combined, but the combination is more than combination, it's overlapping.
Okay. So in that, but even in that case, you said also becoming invalid, no?
This is just like I say. Now, this is not overlapping, this is combined.
But it's
invalid.
But why in this case it's still valid? You mean the two trees case? It becoming entangled? It's still valid, just now you explained.
Because now this is the original one with three trees. After they get the branches, no? The branches combined, no? The authorization. When you authorize the SEMA, everything is okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So we make it everything correctly. We do not take different emitters from outside, inside as well. Everything is correct. It is well authorized. But after some time, some branches started coming from the other SEMA. Okay, from other monk SEMA. And Ashkov, because these trees, they grown. So, and this is where actually the SEMA, this kind of combination of the branches do not invalidate our SEMA.
Because it's not announced. It's
already, we have done everything correct.
Okay.
It's not invalidated.
Okay.
But temporarily, the Vinayakamas we want to make here, they become invalid because it's combined with the anodhesis.
Okay.
Temporarily, as called. So if we remove the branches, again our semen becomes valid. Valid to make Vinayakama.
Okay. 张老师说就是那个重叠不那个其实就是包括两种情况，就是一个是刚刚说只有一个点的这些情况，再一个就是他现在画这种情况，他现在画这种情况就是说你他画这种情况，比方说他这个地方你本来是北方界限，现在被你宣布成那个西方界限了，然后这个地方本来是那个东方界限，现在被你宣布成南方界限了，这样的话就形成一个重叠区域，这种也是重叠，这样的话你这个新界上也是无效的，那他刚才说这种情况也还是无效的。
So therefore now we have to learn this. If the question comes, what are the 11 simas which are invalid? You have to write. Very small, as you heard, you have to write.
然后那个考试时候如果出现问题，就是说那个机场是一种十万甚至那哪些你要把这个问题你要完全背它，完全的那个答上。
就是把这个名字啊，也就是说那个系统分别打出来。
对，
十个字。
对。
So now the other point is how a SEMA it is valid it's called in the three aspects. In three aspects. Tivita Sampadyuta, this is valid Tivita Sampadyuta, no?
然后那个张先生开始讲那个三种成就相应，就也是在第八页，就是在那个十一种十坏界之后，那个开始讲这场三种成就相应。
So these three aspects is that it is valid according to the nimitta, the markers. That means, as we told now, a shadow cannot be taken as a marker. But other materials can be used, it's called, to make the marker which can become valid. Okay? We'll explain this. And then the second aspect is the parisa, it is a pikus. The bhikkhus should be regular monks. If they are irregular monks or they fall into parajika and so forth, they are no more monks. So again, the sima, they authorized, they are, it is, as called, is not sima. But if they are regular monks, the sima can be well authorized.
And
Kamavacha Sapati is another aspect about the way the monks recite the formula. It should be also in a valid way how they recite it.
Okay. 就是参加干嘛的比库必须至少有思维， 然后他们都在深入所及数之内等等。然后就是然后最后一种就是伽马与成就相应，那伽马与成就相应就是说像张老刚才说的，你们训练伽马与必须是符合各种条件的，然后读音是正确的等等。
So what means now valid according to the nimitta, according to the marga. What means valid according? Then here there are all together 8 markers which are valid. Okay.
张老师讲了八种那个如法的界限。
And we have Papata Nimitta, Pasana Nimitta, Vana Nimitta and so on. Now, Papata Nimitta is any rock. A rock, it's called, can be taken as Nimitta, which is fixed on the ground. It's called, wind does not break it, rain does not break it. It can last for long. The rock, Papata.
Papata
and
means hill or something? Huh? Because a second one is Pasana.
Pasana is a stone.
Okay.
Any stone. Papata, it is actually, after you explain what means papata, it is the least amount is like the size of an elephant.
Certainly.
For papata, that means, sometimes papata means the whole mountain.
It's called
the Himalayas, all called papata. But you can't take the whole Himalayas as a marker. No? In that case, now we will explain that the least. Amount, the least size of a papata should be at least the size of an elephant, which is a rock, a huge boulder, sometimes like a boulder, boulder, it is pronounced. So then, okay,
explain. 比大象还小就不适合。
Pasana it is a stone. Then the size of a stone it is usually like ayugula. Pasana ayugula. Any round stone can be also round stone. Any other stones with different shapes. So usually a man. Even a man can lift it, the minimum size and so on.
Minimum size, one man can lift.
So I think the Kankavedani gives all the sizes, no?
Yes.
It is everything translated.
Yes.
In Chinese. So therefore, we don't need to go too much details because these things and so forth are not going to come to the exams.
Yes.
But it's good to read.
Yes.
It's good to read and so forth for your reference. Therefore, if something comes in the exam, is what are the 8 valid nimittas, for example? Okay, and you have to write them down, just as a list. In the exam comes a list, you have to tell them. Of course, now, in order to remember also, it is good to know the meaning. They have to read the meaning in the Kankavedani translation. They have to read the
meaning. 他说：“但是你们可以读一读他那个这项的意思，这样有助于你们记忆。”
So another it is vana nimitta. Vana nimitta is a grove. A grove can also be taken as nimitta. It is not vana. It is not aranya. Aranya is a forest, not whole forest. It is a small grove can also be taken as nimitta.
那下面讲那个林的界限，它实际上指那个。树
So a tree also can be taken.
下面树的界限
Mug, a road also can be taken.
道
Vamika, it is a termite, what's it called?
Termite hill, yes.
Yes, can be taken.
下面泥丘
And a river can also be taken as a nimitta.
河流
And water What a stagnating water, for example, a pool. Pool also can be taken as a limit.
就是然后就是水，比如说一个池塘等等。
So when we announce this limitance, we again have to take the directions. For example, in this direction, what is the limit in the east direction? If it's a tree, you can tell it's a tree. If it is a rock, you can tell it's a rock. If it is a small forest, it is a forest, not like a grove. So if it is a river which passes, you can take that one point of the river and so forth, telling, okay, from the eastern direction, the river is the boundary. The mark, boundary mark.
然后这个这些名字在那个念那个那个安利吉祥刚刚完事要念的地方，我们之前说的一样，那个僧众一开始问那个多方吉祥是什么，然后你比方说你这个地方取的是石头的话，你就说是那个是石头尊者，然后那个比库僧众说那个这个石头是多方吉祥。
You can't take, for example, a branch, cut a branch of a tree, and put it on the ground and tell this is Nimitta. It's impossible, because that branch is going to dry out after a few days.
你那时候虽然是可以树为像，但是你不能从树上砍一个树枝，然后树床上一插，然后说这个是吉祥，因为这个树枝过几天就干掉了。
So, okay, these are Nimittas which can last long.That's called,
所有这些如法现象都是可以长期存在的这些那个界限。
So now about the validity of the parisa of the sangha, of the sangha parisa of the of the group, the group of monks.So the least number of monks required for to make authorize a simaji is 4 monks.
他说那个众生相应的，他就说这个比库参加参与这个干了最少人数是4个。
So and they should gather together and.If they are in the same vihara, so they can have to come together and be in hatapasa and should also get the chanta, the consent of other monks who are not able to come.
然后他说这些比库他们应该集合在一起，彼此都在那个身中所及之内。然后那个如果有不能参加的比库，你需要如果在同一个寺院之内有不能参加的比库，他需要把那个也不能参加的比库的玉带过来。
So, of course, now the other Kankavita don't explain much, but as I told you, these monks should be regular monks. Regular monks, they should not be suspended monks. So.Suspended monks should are not able to carry vinayaka monks. So in that case, they should make sure, or if he's parajika monk, for example, he's also not a sangha member. Therefore, he has not the authority to authorize simas and what. So.
然后这个地方那个，就是一会都没有详细说，但实际上这个地方那个比库还应该只清净比库，就是说不能只能被解决的比库，也不能犯巴拉基卡的比库。So the monks in the same vihara must come. If they're not coming, then they should give the chanda in the same vihara. Okay.
So of course there are complications all now, you see, because usually nowadays if there is a village area, and we know that there are temple monks in the village. Here in the forest, we want to authorize Sima here. So, in that case, now before the authorization, everything is open, it's still open, it's not authorized. So, it is all Gama Sima. It's Gama Sima, it's village Sima. So, village Sima can include also the temple monks.So therefore, we have to inform them before that, we want to authorize the SEMA.
Okay.
And go, if they don't, they want to participate, they can come participate.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But if they don't like, we have to ask them to give the consent.
They can participate in our Vinayakam?
So then, and then 10 monks were
okay.
Temple monks.
Okay.
See, the temple monks corrupted, no.
Okay.
So just an example, okay?
Okay.
They don't come.
Mm-hmm.
So then if they don't, usually, if they, because they don't come, mm-hmm. we have to ask them the consent.
Mm-hmm.
So if they give the consent, then we can call the Vinayakama.
Uh-huh.
And make sure that there are no movements of this monk coming in the night.
Uh-huh.
So then, or other monks do not travel through the village.
So then, these monks must be kept out of the village if they don't come.
Yeah, they should be somehow not coming during the authorization procedure.
Uh-huh.
So we can remind them if they give the consent, what's called the agreed and so forth. Then okay, but there are other monks, for example, who travel through the village.
Uh-huh.
Then they become more problematic. Because
you
have to make sure that other monks do not travel through the village.
You have to use priests.
In that case, now what to do it is we inform the police.
Mm-hmm.
So and then if these policemen are outside the village,
mm-hmm.
if they check and so forth,
mm-hmm.
so if they are monks, they stop every car,
mm-hmm.
usually in the midnight. They stop every car and check if there is a monk inside the car.
Mm-hmm.
So if there is a monk, they will tell him to wait.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So till the SEMA is authorized.
Okay. So before the SEMA is authorized, the SEMA of the forest monastery is actually Gama SEMA.
Yeah, it becomes Gama SEMA.
Oh, okay. 他说是这样的，比如说你像你刚刚建一个森林道场，像龙树林这样森林道场，然后你还没有安利戒场的时候，然后你现在安利一个新戒场，然后说因为你像龙树林这森林道场，如果说你还没有在你还没有安利新戒场的时候，那你实际上是已经靠你最近这个村落为戒场，那就是村落戒场。 那已经是已经存在街上是那个村落街上，那然后说，比如说这村落街上有其他城，比如说城市派出家人，然后他们一般也是也不会允许，如果说他们如果说城市派出家人那是清净戒律很清净的话，可以允许他们来那个参加干嘛，如果说他们不愿意参加干嘛，或者他们那戒律不清净，不能参加干嘛的话，那就让他们把预带过来，但是派人把预带过来，然后在整个村落都是。 因为现在整个村落都是都是戒场，所以说在整个村那个整个举行干嘛过程中，他们必须在村落之外，必须要告诉他们要在村落之外不要进村。然后还有在整个过程中，你整个干嘛过程中，你要保证就是说不能有任何那个旅行的那个村落穿过这个村落，所以说这种干嘛一般这种新建立街场干嘛要在半夜举行，然后你然后那个村落。
入口可能要有警察，如果有来往车辆的话，要检查一下里边有没有出家人，有出家人的话需要停一下车。怪不得上次新的地方就是有警察站在门口。 So and the next is the aspect of validity of the authorized SEMA is Kama Vacha.
Mm-hmm.
The formulation, the way we recite it, and the order we recite it, and the pronunciation we recite it,
mm-hmm.
all plays a role for the validity of the Kama Vacha.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore now, if we recite, first we have to put the motion. It's called nyati.
Mm-hmm.
And after we have to make the, the proclamations. Proclamations,
mm-hmm.
and to that we want to authorize now.
Mm-hmm.
Now nyati is just a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
As a motion means a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
We just propose.
Mm-hmm.
So after everybody is silent, then we make the proclamation that we want to authorize this. 3 times proclamation.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the end, the conclusion comes.
Mm-hmm.
It's called, which tells now, because everything is silent, nobody objects,
mm-hmm.
then It is, we tell you, now it is, this sima is authorized.
Mm-hmm.
This is the Kamavacha. This is the regular Kamavacha. If we make it upside down, we make first the proclamation after the motion,
mm-hmm.
that is the Kamavacha is not valid.
Mm-hmm. 然后他那个，然后那是张老师说他这个伽玛语称一个一个如法的伽玛语应该包括三部分，然后这三部分应该那个按照那个正常的顺序来念，第一部分是那个动议，第二部分是那个宣告，第三部分是结果，那个动议就是这个宋丹提议说我们要那个结这个结场，然后宣告是我们现在结这个结场了，然后同意的那个同意的你们就全部不同意的你们就那个就是说话，然后那个宣告下面意味着是那个。
So then, therefore, if the question comes in the exams, what are the three valid aspects? Valid aspects of the Sima, you have to reply, it is the nimitta should be valid, means the markers. The markers should be valid. And after the group of monks also should be valid, and also the Kamavacha, the formula of the Vinaya formula should be also valid.
然后那个别人考试里边那个出一个问题，就是三种成就相应是哪三种？那么你们就要把这三种相应的名字答出来，就是那个吉祥吉祥相应，吉祥成就相应，伽玛语成就相应和那个众成就相应。
So this is a general explanation about Baddha-sima, the bound boundary, which is bound with fixed nimittas. They are fixed.
然后现在我们那个已经介绍完了这个以结之结，就是说它是需要有明确界限这种介绍，明确介绍完。
There are three, it's called three types of bound boundary. This Baddha Sima. It's called Kanda Sima, Samana Sanvasa Sima, and Avipavasa Sima. Now, we already explained what is Samana Sanvasa Sima and Avipavasa Sima. Kanda Sima, it is a different variation of Baddha Sima.
他说实际上这个以结之界分为三种，就是那个小界。 是上面共住戒场，还有那个不离三一戒场，它这个地方翻译成同一共住戒和不离一俗戒，然后那个我们那个上面共住戒场和那个不离三一戒场，我们已经解释过了，然后这个地方说的小戒也是那个有戒戒场的一种，就是以戒之戒的一种。
No, these words are the Pali words are in the translation or they are different words. They put in. The Pali also, no?
Yes. Because there are different versions of translation. This is not the only translation.
Different versions?
Different versions means that terms have been translated in other books in other ways. So therefore they put the Pali in order to avoid this confusion.
Yes. So now about Kanda Sima, I don't know, it is necessary to explain. So then. Kanda Sima, it is, of course, it doesn't give explanation here. I can't give you the explanation of other books. So, if you want to listen, you can listen, but I don't know if it is important or not.
这张老师关于这地方小界呢，他说以后都没有给出解释，他说他可以从其他书里边给出解释，但是不知道对大家来说是否必要，大家是不是想听，让听着关于那个小界的这个解释。
No, Kanda Sima, it is, okay, so then, but you must know the.
你翻译你自己写了吗？啊，我没有，就你在我那翻译，我那翻译他说一或多脱离而没有，他说他别的书里边。
Actually,
I give a very brief explanation in my Chinese translation of the Vedic notes. So whatever you can explain.
Okay. They can look to the Kanda Sima, but usually it is now, for example, if there is a vihara. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Autorizes gamma sima. Mm-hmm. The whole vihara autorizes gamma sima. Mm-hmm. So it's a large area. So then in the gamma sima we have to explain, to see later how gamma sima is authorized. Mm-hmm. Authorized means it is established. Mm-hmm. So now already we have a sima, mm-hmm. but within this sima, with gamma sima, we can make a small sima which is a baddha sima, a bound sima. Mm-hmm. So that monks, if for emergency case, they don't need to gather, it's called randomly anywhere. They can gather together in one specified place. Mm-hmm. It's called a kanda minza, it's called a, how to translate kanda sima? Separate sima within the gamma sima. Uh-huh. That is one. So now, samana samasa sima, it is, we don't have the gamma sima. Uh-huh. No authorization of gamma sima. Uh-huh. And it's called, then you can authorize any place. As called you like. But kanda sima is already they have the gamma sima. Uh-huh. And then you want to put a separate sima within the gamma sima, this is called kanda sima, which is baddha sima. It has to put nimittas, uh-huh. like baddha sima, ordinary baddha sima. Uh-huh. So, and then to authorize the kanda sima.
Oh, so this navena sima is also kanda sima? Hmm? This navena sima is also kanda sima?
No, this big sima is not kanda sima.
Because this is also within the range of a village,
Kamasima. No, it's not Kamasima. So then this big sima, which is Yushima, uh-huh. it's not Kamasima. No, because now, usually now, this area, Naoyani area, uh-huh. has not been authorized Kamasima before.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Not authorized Kamasima.
Okay.
Even the other sima, which is in the area of the Bodhi tree, uh-huh. it's not Kamasima.
Uh-huh.
So then, it is samana samvasa sima, ekuposa. That's why this is the way we authorize it.
Okay.
So, but Migoda Bandi put another sima behind the new sima.
Uh-huh. Oh, yes, small sima. Okay.
He calls it kanda sima. Uh-huh. He calls it kanda sima.
But it's not.
Uh-huh.
But it's not kanda sima.
So, I don't know, it's called how he calculates it, but I don't know, I have not been in this place, I don't know what the regulation is. So now next we'll learn about abaddha sima, unbound boundary. Okay? So this includes three aspects. It's called three kinds of three types. It is a village sima, gama sima. Sadda bandara sima, we'll explain this, how we count this. This is usually in the forest. In remote forests, mm-hmm. Sadda Bandara is called a remote forest. Mm-hmm. And Utakukepa Sima it is by lifting water while one is inside the river, inside the lake, or inside the ocean. Mm-hmm. How to make a sima, temporary sima, within, inside the ocean, while traveling with a ship, or in the river, with a boat, or in lake.
他那个刚刚解释那个未解释界有三种，一种是那个村界，然后那个七亚邦塔拉界，七亚邦塔拉界和那个托水所及初界。然后那个他说那个七亚邦塔拉那个七亚邦塔拉界，它是一般是用于那种非常荒原的那个森林里面。然后托水所及初界呢，它是用在水域里边，比方说那个河海或者天然湖泊等等。
So what is the time now? Can you see the clock?
9:27.
9:37.
27.
Yes.
Okay.
So then I don't know.
We have only
3 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
但是你的那里面有一个森林界场，有四个。
我那哪里面就是那个什么？
对，翻译七十一。
可是他刚刚英文。
有四种。
还有个森林的记载。
这是就，对对对，就这个。嗯，
哦，四种不定见。
那应该是。So, Bandy, can you check the Vinaya notes? Because the Vinaya notes said that there are four kinds of abhadasim. And the first kind is called Aranyasim. Means this Aranya is bigger than seven avatar.
Excuse me, how many types of abhadasim?
Yes, four kinds, according to the Vinaya notes, it seems.
No, Aranyasim and Sadabandarasim must be the same, it cannot be.
According to that book, it's different, because Aranyasima is bigger than that, it seems.
What is page?
Page 52. Page 52. Table 84. Smaller than Satambantara, it says. If a forest is smaller than Satambantara Sima, including its reservation, something. So I can simply show you.
I'll open it with, let me see. Maybe with this one. Maybe this also works, but not bookmarks. Can I open this one?
Page 52. 52? 52. 52. 52. 52. Okay, here. Four Abhadasimas. Number three, Aranya Sima.
The forest. If the forest is smaller than Satapattasimha, including the forest, then the forest is smaller than
Satapattasimha.
Smaller than Satapattasimha, including the forest, then the forest is
smaller than
Usually we don't take it as a Vinaya connection. We take it, for example, another rules. No? Rules, for example, Aranya Sima, Gama Sima. There's Parajika, for example, as the Buddha tells. If one monk steals from the forest or from the village, that Parajika rule, it is defined the Aranya Sima, that means the village Sima. But it's not about to carry on Vinaya Gama.
In that case, how is this kind of Aranyasima functioning?
This Aranyasima, you see, the other simas, like Rattasima, Rajasima, Deepasima.
Talk about it, okay.
You can find all this kind of definition, but I don't know what the meaning according to the... for Vinaya purposes. Now, this Aranyasima, you usually don't use it for Vinaya purposes.
For example,
as I told you now, in the Parajika, second Parajika, we use, for example, when, from where this monk stole an item. From the forest or from the village.
Okay. The forest.
Then in that, we explain what means forest.
Okay.
It's called the territory of the, it's called of the whole, okay. The territory of the village. Like
okay.
That.
Then it's only
in that context.
Okay. It's only kind of a category.
A category, but you don't take it as for Vinaya Gamas like that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The main simas for Vinaya Gamas is Gama Sima, Satapandara Sima, and Udakukirpa Sima.
Mm-hmm.
These you use for Vinaya Gamas.
So this book is a major mistake here, I think.
So, I don't know why it's called. I have not come across that. Maybe If one can explain this, I don't know how.
怎么说下去呢？
OK。姜老师是这样的，他说实际上可以用那个伽马的现象，应该就可以用那个非自缩伽马现象，应该就只是三种，就是他这里边说的第一种、第二种、第四种，也就是以后都说是说那三种。他说第三种在绿象里边出现过，但是不是作为那个做伽马的现象，而是说，比方说他是不是实际上根本说就不是我们这个地方说的现象的意思，他是说是比方说在那个比方说在巴拉基卡那个绿象里边，你们可以查，比方说那个第二条巴拉基卡第二条，比方说不允许。不允许的，那绿藏里边会说你是从什么地方不允许的？你是从森林里边偷的，从村落里边偷的，从国家里边偷的。然后这些呢，然后这些东西他用的那个词就是森林界、那个海洋界、国界等等等等。然后这个地方出现了一个词森林界场，但是那个界场跟我们做伽马的界场没有任何关系。啊，对，不是那个人，你说那是巴金光，然后他说我说绿藏里边绿藏里边很详细的解释，对。
然后
张老那个意思就比方说他这个地方因为嘛出现这个森林版界场，就后面那个比方说那个什么岛界国界沦为界场，就是岛界场国界场沦为界场是一个性质的，就是这些界场虽然说是有，但实际上并不是作为界场用的，只是告诉你只是这么一个区域而已。
我们考试的时候应该怎么样？
三种不定级。
我们考试的时候是写三种还是写四种？
对他问题，他肯定说哪四种不定级？不可能我们写三个。
So they're asking if in the exam the question comes, how many kinds of abadasima is there? What should they answer?
According to diplomatic answer,
no, I have never come across to this definition.Aranya Sima, so usually Satapadara Sima is there. But it tells, now Satapadara Sima is what the Buddha allowed. Satapadara Sima means the distance from the monks, they are there. So we have to count the distance from here, how many feet. Up to that, it's called, if there is no village, so that means it's a forest, then we can make, authorize this as a Satapadara Sima. So then, but if it is within the,as called within the radius, their houses, for example, then there is no more Santa Padre. So let's see, they put it 294 feet, Santa Padre. If you read this here, you see, here it says, radius should be 294 feet. Okay? So let's see here.
那给大家解释那个七阿邦塔的解释。
I've already done some
research
diagram. You see,
这是上面他已经在电脑画了一个图，跟大家
See now.Radius, no? Let's see the monk stand here. So a certain radius is a limit of radius. If within this radius there are villages, we can't make opposite here. So the village will be somehow outside the radius. And there is upachara also, it's called some space between the satapandra and also the village. If the houses are out in this upachara, outside,in the white space, no problem. But if already they are in this gray area, the houses, it's a problem.
Okay.
If they are in this area, it's even more problem. So therefore now, if a forest is smaller than Satapandara, so that means their village are very close. How we can take it as a Satapandara Sima? That is
it. Because it can be close to a river. It can be close to a river. Not necessarily a village, but even that is considered a problem also. So for example, the forest is very small, but then there's big sea. Even that is considered a problem.
No, we count the inhabited area. Gama Siemens puts their houses. Okay, see, that is where actually people inhabit. Now, Satabandhara Siemens is a forest where there are no houses of lay people. Nobody resides there. So therefore now, if we sit in the middle of the forest, and we have the radius around, there are no houses. People are not inhabit that area. It is just jungle, for example. Nobody, people are, with the families, you don't have the families. So for now, we can regard this as Satabandhara Sima, within this radius, a certain radius is there. But if there are villages, Alivetsin, Upachara is called, it is a neighborhood of the school, still, we can't make the Uposatha there. Okay? But therefore now we count the villages, how far the villages are. It's not, but if there is a river, for example, and the villages are far away,
then of course.
It's called,
okay.
This is what, rivers, everything, if the lake, is a lake. From this side, okay, there is a lake. But from this side, there is not a lake. And there are villages here.
Then again, problem.
So again, problem.
Okay.
From every side, we should make sure that there are no villages. Of course, there are no houses. Then we call Satabandhara Sima, which is within the forest.
然后他说你比方说你现在这个地方是圆心，然后他在半径上一一那个就是七幺八塔拉界上，就是说这个地方是圆心，然后他在半径上一一那个就是七幺八塔拉，也就是一百九十六个弯池，然后也就是和那个和工程米的话就是一千一千一百九十六米，然后在这个半径上在加上，十到十五米的缓冲区，不能有村落，就是整个这个灰色大圈儿范围内不能有村落。
但是比如说那个，村落进入缓冲区的，还没碰到哪个这也不行，这也不行。但是比方说你缓冲区有一条河流，啊，这是怎么回事？什么建筑？刚才不是说那个村落，他不，我其实我没有听张老师说building，但是如果说building，他也是指那个村落。
So he said that is this kind of abadasima can this kind of abadasima be established as teachable repavasta sima?
No.
No?
They're not established like that because you have to keep your tivara with you.
But it can be established as a samana samasasima.
Samansasa? No, no. They are not. These are simas actually which have no any special limiter. Limiter means special fixed limiter. We'll see about these things. That's what they call abadha sima. They are not bound.
Those two kinds of simas are...
Because now, you see, now, gama sima also can change as long the village expands. Now, in the beginning, maybe 100 houses. After some time, 200 houses. Then the sima becomes bigger. If they are, then after some time, 300 houses. Again, the sima becomes bigger.
So
the sima, again, can be even smaller. For example, in the beginning, 100 houses. Then now the village is left. There are only 50 houses. It can be 25 houses or 10 houses. Then the village will become smaller.
So
therefore, it is unbound in the same as it can expand, it can become smaller.
So for this kind of sima, you can do Vinaya Karma, but you cannot get the privilege of the...
No, you only can do the Vinaya Karma. Yeah.
Okay.
You can tell him how the village expands.
他那个他说那个就是刚不光是那个千万海了，在那个还有一种物业上，是那个村落机场。村落机场那个其实那个它也是一样，那个村落机场它也是物业，为什么物业？你看现在村落好像是有些，但是那个房子可以在外面不停增长，也不断减少，所以说那种也是物业。对。
It can become smaller. It can become the opposite.
Yes, yes, I told.
Ah, yeah.Okay then, shall we continue more? I will check about this Aranya symbol. I understand. I can't understand the concept of it. What is in this paper?
不定结界什么话？
不定结界什么话？
不需要什么伽马结界跟结界，就是这个就是我多少结束了。
So he's asking, is there a particular ritual for the establishment of gamma sima and all the other kinds of abada simas?
It's not, you don't need usually any Vinaya Kama to do so.
Uh-huh.
As I told you before, Kama Sima, it is how people define the Kama Sima. We have to know,
uh-huh.
for example, how the people, mm-hmm. what is the boundary of the village according to the people, how they have.
Uh-huh.
Okay, if they tell our village stops there, the other village starts there.
Uh-huh.
We have to accept according to that.
But this
we don't authorize the Sima, it is the people who authorize it. It is the village headman, with the people they agreed, okay, our village up to that point. If you go to the river, then our village finishes. Then the next village starts, they will tell us. If you go to that forest, up to that forest is our village. From that on is now the village. Therefore, we have to accept what the people already authorized and to accept that.
But then how about the Satapanna?
Satapanna is something we have to also to see the distance. Okay, from where we are.
Uh-huh.
If, for example, go to the left,
uh-huh.
then we have to take the radius from that side.
Uh-huh.
We have to make sure to sit in a place when we are in a, from our right side, from the east and so forth, we are far from the village.
Uh-huh.
And then from the west, of course, then we see, oh, the village are very close.Then what to do? We have to change our position.
So for this, okay.
We can have to change our position to see that we don't are within the radius of the villages.
Uh-huh.
So this position can change. Okay, so if the village, for example, comes closer, we have also to change our position.
Okay.
So
Bente, so for this kind of abadasima, this process of selection and selection and adjustment is there, but there is no Vinaya Kama for that.
No, Vinaya.
Okay.
It is just momentary thing that you have to see how things change.
Okay.
You have also to change your code.
Okay.
As I told you, Satapatara Sima, now today we make Uposatha Day here.
Mm-hmm.
But next Uposatha Day, villagers came and built new house there.
Uh-huh.
Problem. Mm-hmm. How you can do it?
Okay.
You can make the, I call, the Satapatara Sima there. Maybe you have to go more, 100, 200 meters far,
okay.
I call, to shift our place.And so that we are far away from the village, from the house. You explain this to them.
Okay. 他说那个是这样，对于无界界上来说，不需要他说干嘛，不需要干嘛，那个进结界。但是你他是他有个是那个，选就是对别人对村的界上来讲，你要搞清楚这个就是人们对这个村是怎么定义，你得问一下村长，你们这个村这个四个地方界限到底在哪？就是对村的界上，比方说那个西阿瓦塔拉界上来讲，那你得搞明白，就是说我这个地方是不是这个半径西阿瓦塔拉再加上缓冲区之内是没有村落的，你得搞明白。而且就是说你比方说这个，因为这个像这种无界界上的区域随时都在变的。你做这次乌布萨塔的时候，你可能说你那个村庄还在你的西阿瓦塔拉之内。下一次乌布萨塔那个村子可能已经扩张了，那这个时候你得跟着后退才可以。
哦，
对。但是
村落剧场的话，比那个我们那个姐姐更方便了。只要我确定这个村落是哪个村落，我说这里就是我们岛上，我们随便在里面做干嘛什么都是有效的。
但是你那个村落你要控制，就是说你不能随便让瞎水人过来，村落是个很大区，你怎么控制？
这确实不太方便。来了是又进了别人的。
我就说这四种不净界场在我们现在不管三种话，在我们现在这个社会是不可能去做这个事的，就一定要去读伽马结界这个标准流程做一个接道场。
So he's asking that in modern practice is this three kinds of abada sima still often being used in monastic practices.
Yeah, Udaku Kepa Sama is used. Udaku Kepa Sama. But the others, of course, very rare. Very rare means if monks live inside the forest, so maybe one monk, two monks, they might use it. And Kama Sima, it is also sometimes is used. Now, I will explain it, but you tell it first this, and I will explain how.
前两种那个村落经常是非常少用的，就是在几个别情况下，比方说那个村里确实荒无人烟，荒无人烟是有可能会用的，像他那种，但是第三种是常见的。哦，比方说这种是常用的，前两种就是有一两个比库，他说的。
对，实际上这在非常荒芜的一个被开发的地方，对，他可以做一这个地方是一个。对，其实他说这是第三种最常用的。 So now Gama Sima can be used, let's see, in Beijing. You go in Beijing, okay? So, and Beijing is divided into, what's called, districts?
Yeah, districts, yes.
Districts, they call districts, okay? So now every district can be regarded as a village, okay? Because now for every district, there is one... some minister, some like which is responsible. Okay, this is you might not know this regulation, but usually governments for every district they put a headman there.
Yes, like a mayor. Yeah.
Yes. He has to look about this district or this this section of the city. For another section of the city, another. In every section is also the police office. Okay, this police office, if something happens in that district, they will try to they immediately can. Become in action. But if something happens to another district, that is not business.
Yes.
Another police I have to get into action for that district.
Yes.
So the same going now with this minister, which for that district, if something happens, he wants to improve his district, he has to raise funds to improve his district. He should not be interested about the other districts.
Yes.
So therefore now, these districts operate like villages.
Yes.
Okay.
But can we do within a comma there?
Therefore now, if we go in Beijing, we see in district, there are no Theravada temples in that district. We can go in any house, even outside in a park, and do the opposite thing. No
but,
problem.
But how can you make sure there are no other Theravada monks in that district?
Yes, yeah, now today we have satellite.
Satellite?
Okay. But usually, it's called now... to find out, of course, you can't go and knock every door to find out there are monks there. But usually if there is a temple, you can check, you can ask. If there is no temple, Theravada temple in this that district, in Beijing somewhere, you make sure that there are no Theravada monks there. So you can't go from house to house and knock the doors, because it can by accident some Theravada monks there. But... the possibilities are almost zero.
Okay.
Almost zero.
Okay.
So then, in that case, now you can go on this district. If there are parks, you can go in the park, have a picnic, and then after the picnic, we make a posada. Picnic in the morning.
Okay.
This is just an example. So then, okay, you can.
张老师是这样的，比方说你可以选北京的某一个区作为村落地上，但是北京某一个区那个区划非常确定，对吧？但是事前你要确定这个区真的没有任何上上座部分要寺庙，也没有那个和尚座部分要，如果说你这个对你是很容易确定的话，你可以在这随便找个公园，然后坐坐坐坐你那个干嘛，就是没问题。但是你首先得确定好，就是真的这个区没有什么上座。
省了很多麻烦事儿。
对，如果那个确定过程对你是不麻烦的话，那就那就是不麻烦了。哦，那就就有四个人到顶了，就过去做个干嘛就结束。对，他说你他说他刚甚至说你可以先在过关，然后吃点野餐，然后吃完野餐再做干嘛。对。
Then, of course, there are maps today. You can see that this city, this district, the boundaries of that district. We don't make this boundary. It is the people who already made it.
他说你可以像这种无界界上都不是你来确定边界，你可以简单拿地图上那个边界。对，那个可以分区分好。对。
We don't need to authorize anything to make especially Vinayakama to authorize any boundaries.
所以我们不需要做干嘛，就是那个确定那个边界。
So for in modern usage, you can use Gama Sima, you can use, and also Udoku can be used. But like some hermit monks, hermit monks, you go deep in the forest to live alone and so forth, they can use Satapa Darshan.
所以说那个在现代情况下那个水上机场是可以用的，然后村落机场有些地方也是可以用的，然后对某些那个独自住在森林那个是偏远森林里边比如说他也可以用那个七阳八塔的机场。
嗯，就按照我的概念，就是说如果有人到那个大城市里啊，他只要划定一个区域，不要说干了，直接在里面几个可以过来，我们
划定你自己划定，
不是本来就是我们
啊本
区的嘛，
啊对对，
什么什么上山区什么
对对对，
长沙区你的长沙区里没有了，就不用划一个地方弄了，直接过来，
是
种好，我们存着法，到其他区域如果没有，再到其他区域去送的，就是像打游击战一样，
但是我知道，但是你怎么确定你那个区是人口那么稠密，你怎么确定这家人他不会请上，都不会要出人来供养的？
对呀、啊，
这是那什么？对不对？
不是说确定有没有僧人，而是确定有没有僧人啊？
对啊，你当然要确定有没有僧人啊。
那这个以前就算在古代，这个戒律也很难解成。
在古代是容易的，在古代人口没有这么稠密。
而且那时候法还没传到，都没有僧人，直接开王时期这个状态。但是如果人多了，
你看这现状，我可以最基本的是僧人，不是寺院的概念。
对，是僧人，因为这对你不知道这条，你不知道这条界。
寺庙很容易确定，
对对对，
寺庙一个地方。
对，就是说你这个界场之内，你同一个干嘛的时候，你如果是个僧人的话，你要么你就是你那个就是要逾越然后出去，要么你在这儿你就到我们的伸手所及之内参加干嘛，这样。
So one thing about Beijing. Now if we examine that district,、
mm-hmm.
You go there,、
mm-hmm.
and you find that is Theravada temple.、
Mm-hmm.
So.Then you can't do it yourself alone,
mm-hmm.
opposite.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go to Theravada temple,
mm-hmm.
meet the monks and discuss the matter.
Mm-hmm.
When is the day they make opposite?
Mm-hmm.
So then you can join with them, make opposite.
Mm-hmm.
But in that case now, again, these monks and so forth, they will make together the opposite, but inside the district, inside the village.
Mm-hmm.
So that temple may have no any sima there.
Mm-hmm.
So you can sit outside, inside the temple, or you can go to the park, outside in the compound somehow, and make the opposite, no problem. In the open air. You can make it in the open air.
So that means, but this only applies when the temple has no sima.
No sima. Oh. I'm telling you example.
Okay, but if the temple has sima, then you have to join their opposite. There is no option.
So, of course, you have to...
Yeah, okay.他说是这样的，比方说你那个你去了北京，然后你去北京，比方说海淀去，然后海淀去里边有座上座部庙，然后这上座部庙它是有自己的戒场，它是有自己的戒场。那你去了北京海淀去，你不能自己做菩萨塔，你得去加入这个上座部庙，加入他们做菩萨塔。
如果没有的话，我就自己在我住的地方，
如果
好比是一个帐篷，我就在帐篷里面就决议这是菩萨塔，然后就结束
了。对，但如果说这个庙就是现在有这个庙，但是没有戒场，或者连庙都没有的话，你就可以像你说的那样做。
那
对。
In both cases, you have to join the temple, the temple monks. If they have a sima, okay, you can go together with them in sima. If they don't have a sima, you can go any place they like to go, you can join them.
But how about this? If there are no temples or sima, but there are four Theravada monks there, so you have to join their opposite. Is it like that?
No sima, temple. So then, yes.
But there are no sima, but you know there are four Theravada monks there.And
if you know, you have to join them.
You have to join. Even if there is no temple or sima, anything.
Except if they give the chanda, they give the chanda that, oh, no problem, you can do it in your place. You can do it in your place.
Anyway, you have to get at least their permission.
Permission, yeah.
他说这样，但是还有什么？就比方说，你这个海淀区里边那个既没有庙，也没有戒场，但是你需要有四个上座部持安人。那这个情况下，你要么你去跟他们求得许可，说我你说我我说你们能不能允许我单独做五菩萨塔？要
跟谁许可？
那四个人，已经在那四个人，我能不能单独做五菩萨塔？要是他们不允许你，那你就得加入他们的五菩萨塔。要他们允许你，就可以单独。
就我问你，就好比说我们虽然还有四个人，正好我们四个人对吧？全部搭上了。回到一个同一个地城市。那什么庙南传上庙很简单，查了这个区没有。那我们四个人做五菩萨塔就
随便我们选一个住的人的地方在那里做，这就是如法的，
对对对，
就结束了，
对对对对，可以了。
那就是说我们随时随地四个人转移的去传法就可以了，不需要一个固定的庙，
不需要不需要，因为你们已经在那个机场之内了，对，你们
那就方便多了，我这个
He said that yesterday he didn't come because he thought all the others will come to Arjuna Mani's Dhamma talk. So he was waiting the other monks to join him rather than he joining us.
So what to do? Now you have to take the notes, no? You can ask him any questions.
Yeah,
you can give
him.